Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Initiate Orphans Trailer.
Welcome to The Orphans.
It's Baz Gilroy.
Baz Gilroy.
Hello. I am geometrically fabricated and functional reasoning unit, but you can call me Jeffrey.
Do you know what they're going to do to me?
That's what I am to them out there. Just a spill on the floor that needs wiping up, aren't I?
But I will not stay here and witness your stupidity.
You do nothing but pretend. You don't care about me.
Get up. He's going to find us if we don't move.
The Orphans.
The Orphans.
The Orphans.
The Orphans. Facility. Out now.
This podcast is brought to you by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is brought to you by the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com. Let's get started. You guys amped? We're good
yeah,
to go
I think
this?
I think we have good energy today.
I'm ready to die.
I placed you guys here because I think that's roughly where you were.
Pretty much.
Got rid of the obstacles. You can assume they're there.
Child corpses.
Well, they're still there.
I thought they vanished into like light.
No, their souls.
No, the light vanished. The corpses remained.
Okay.
They were like Boston.
The corpses remained.
So snaps.
That's a very important thing for me. I needed to have that.
We didn't even get to celebrate their death or our victory.
Not yet. I think Clan Nargabar is probably going to throw you a party.
Wait, can Kelton be evil if he has no morality system?
If he's amoral.
Yes. But he's not even amoral. He just has no morality system.
Yeah, that he could still do tons and tons of evil that way.
But he can't be evil to himself.
Is that still That's a fine. Morality system?
That doesn't matter.
He's asking me how Kelton can be so evil. Kelton can't be evil because he doesn't.
No, he
have
can
a sense
be.
Of
he
that.
Can still be evil.
That's confusing.
The giant mole is less giant than I thought, which makes me a little happy.
Or scared.
It shouldn't.
Because what if that's the baby?
That'll come up.
Oh, it's like the little
God
tremor.
God damn it!
What if the mole speaks like sheet dogs? I fucking hate guard dogs.
I fucking hate the guard dogs. What the fuck is that from?
I thought you were talking about Morocco Mole.
Did you bring the alligator and the fish?
And the Jeff Goldblum.
And the Jeff Goldblum. And the butt for.
What's a butt for?
For pooping, silly.
Shit!
Keith was in on me.
Yeah, I was going to say, good setup, Keith.
Guys are just the worst.
We're not the worst.
You make me cry on this podcast.
It might happen after this
combat.
Yeah,
I was going to say. Yeah.
Can I get my giant mole, please?
Oh, sorry.
So what you can't see is that I prepared this very nicely printed out.
He prepared a printed out.
Immaculately giant. Made Sistine Chapel level printout I cut it to shape of a giant mole.
Conflict-free diamonds?
You cut it into hexes, yes.
Yes, into the hex shape.
A vague shape.
Oh, stop.
Yes.
Let him live.
It is very large. I think in total it's 11 hexes worth of mole. And while I was using the restroom, Max replaced it with a ripped up sheet of paper. Scrawled in a apathetic, and if you told me that, hey, a trilobite learned to write, and we let it shit all over a piece of paper in the words that said regular mole.
I love that it went through the process of learning to write, but yeah. Still just shit. Transcribe text like shitting.
It can't hold a pencil.
I also like that the regular mole is still larger than any of us.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. Moles are apparently just always giant.
you know, those 12-foot regular moles.
You know, if a mole was always giant, I wouldn't have written giant mole.
Bears are always large, but when you say large bear, you...
You mean a really big fucking bear. Yeah. So enough about bears. You guys, where we last left you, had just murdered innocent children, and...
They were sleeping.
They attacked us
first.
Not innocent.
And have met my new friend, Giant Mole, who is bursting through the far wall.
Does Giant Mole have a guff name?
That's a good question.
In the ancient guff, it was, that's a big-ass mole, which was its scientific name, or just big-ass mole in the vulgar tongue.
Your characters, I want to know what they're thinking after we go over a couple updates that we got through our last design episode. So Shadow of Death, Nesbitt will be happy about this, changed from double composure to 1d4 plus composure, and it bypasses armor.
It might actually do something other than revealing the reality of ducks.
I would like to know if there are no ducks here.
What's your composure?
One.
Oh, yes, this is a significant bonus. Yes. Okay, yeah. And you said bypasses armor?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
So if poison bypasses armor and bleed should bypass armor.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I would agree.
Right. Also, Kelton got a swift heal. He can use once per day. He can heal somebody to full by just convincing them that they're okay. It's like, it's not as bad as it looks.
It's very on brand.
Yeah. He's already convinced us that he knows ancient guff.
And he's convinced us he's a doctor.
There's no convincing and he does.
Professor. Well, he was a professor. We know that. Yeah.
Wait, do we?
He's on hiatus.
Yep.
He was let go, I thought.
This changes nothing for Galen, but the dual weapon helmet splitter got a buff as well. Now it does 2 weapon damage and strength for each attack if they hit. Citadel gets a feature in their core that reduces the endurance requirement by 1 for body armor. So what do you have in endurance? 3?
Yes.
Okay. If you wanted to put that 3 into dexterity and have endurance be 2, you could still wear heavy armor.
Right.
And fire gets nothing.
Yep. Fire's fine. The command ability, I've Got Your Back, name was changed to Stratagem.
Yes, I just noticed that.
All right. Before you guys all get eaten and die, you all get 3 momentum.
Yay!
For killing innocent children. What is everybody at for momentum? Because I want to know, progression-wise, mm-hmm. like how long it's going to take for people to, you know, level up or take a step.
37.
32.
42.
48.
33.
I feel pretty good about this level of progression, don't you?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
You're definitely going to get enough in this dungeon to take another step.
Right.
Allegedly.
If we live.
Yeah, all we're going to do is just die right here, right now.
Yeah.
We don't even know if the mole's an enemy, honestly. It just showed up.
Well, I mean, post-mortem, they'll write the extra step on your gravestone. So, all right, back in the moment, the creature bursts forth from the hole it widened in the wall, dragging its body clumsily through the opening, obviously more used to traveling through dirt and loose stone than this artificial super material. It's surprising, then, that its claws are just tough enough to breach it and peel it back, though it looks like it suffered for it. Several of its claws are cracked and bleeding freely.
Aww.
What also hits you is the stench. This thing carries with it an odor of musk and rot that make it smell like an orgy in an open grave.
That's gross.
Yeah.
That's this smells like an orgy in an open grave.
How would you know what that smells like?
Yeah, you went to college.
So as it pulls itself through the hole, its second set of legs are revealed, but there's more body behind it.
Oh, no.
Is it a human centipede kind of thing? Because that sucks.
It could just be a girl. Girls have big butts, like when they're hamsters and stuff.
That's true. When the several girls I know who are hamsters.
I think you're referring to the Animorphs.
I knew a couple of girl hamsters because we had hamsters when I was a kid.
Right, the girls have the little extra little butt.
Stop bragging. Hey, okay. Guys,
this mole is thick.
I need battle order. So, Kelton, you have what, a plus 11, right?
Yep.
Okay.
23.
Okay, you go first.
Yay. So Kelton sees this crazy orgy mole creature pulling itself through this hole.
My God, it smells like every orgy I've ever been to. Mm-hmm.
He's still
except
feeling
for this one.
Yeah.
Ooh. Actually, that one smelled nice.
Yeah.
You were at that one. That was nice.
There's a lot of
you brought cold cuts. That was really thoughtful of you.
Oh, my God.
A lot of candles, I believe. Scented. He's still elated and feeling glorious after the last battle.
Good.
You know?
Yeah.
He fucking loves axing child.
Feeling like a winner. They attacked first. He's going to charge straight at the mole.
All right.
Hits it kind of in the side. He's going to try a warning strike on it to pull its attention to him.
Okay.
12.
Yes. Misses.
Okay.
All right. It is now...
The thing's fucking 20 feet wide. How do you miss it?
It's shimmying. It's, no, it legitimately is moving a lot.
And the smell gets worse as
Does
you get closer to it.
Does the mole
like a shield.
Know that we're there? Did it even like...
That's a good question, Gaylene.
Recognize that we were there? What if it was just like... Oh, this space is too open. This floor is too weird. I'm going to go back in my hole.
My intelligence is zero.
Relatable content, right, Gaylene? The joke is she also has zero intelligence.
Yes, yeah, I got it, yes.
He's calling you a dummy.
So it opens its mouth. The air around you starts to rumble.
Is it yawning? Is it sleepy?
Yeah, it's sleepy.
Is it going to go to sleep?
It's going like this.
God, I hope it sleeps.
20. And boxcars on the damage roll.
Yay!
So, fuck. This hits. It's a cone 5.
Oh my fucking God.
So he doesn't... He's not real specific on it. So we're going to do a cone 5. I think it's from here.
Kelton's
it's going to hit...
Not in the cone.
It's going to hit Obed.
Oh, thank God.
Esmond and Nesbitt. This cone of rumbling sonic energy comes out. And hits you for 8 plus 2, 10 damage.
Jesus.
Yeah, that was max damage. Also, let's do green rings. You guys like green
third
rings?
Third of my health.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
festive
no,
for the holidays.
That's half my health.
You are now slowed, and your dodge is reduced by 2.
Fuck!
For one round.
Kelton wants to tell the group about an ancient prophecy that he would die in a hole with his friends against a mole.
Now he tells us. Yeah.
Are those people your friends, Dr. What? Professor?
Why would you become an archaeologist if you knew you were going to die in a hole?
No, he's trying to inspire us because we know we're not friends. So this is obviously not our time to die.
How long are its claws?
They look very large and wide. They can probably reach pretty far.
And the front ones are like gross and like sore and they got boo-boos and
yes,
stuff?
Yes, well, all of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
And he can't see good?
His eyes look closed.
How can he tilt his mouth? Does he have a neck?
Yes.
Gaylene sees that the mole has like a really powerful yawn that makes everyone slow and sleepy. So she's going to move where his head can't turn because he is, or she, is very thick and has a meaty neck that might not be able to reach her if she goes to the side. So she's also going to, like, go to the side, kitty corner to the Dr. Professor, who definitely knows what's going on. So Gaylene is going to do a venom strike. So 15 plus 4 is 19.
That's a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's 5.
5 damage. All right. Now it moves again. And it pulls more of its body through. And Kelton gets an opportunity attack against it.
Woo!
Doesn't Gaylene also?
Yes, you both do. Oh, is Venom Strike 2 weapon damage?
Yes.
Okay, you should have rolled an extra
D12.
Damn. Oh. 9.
Jeez, yes. That's a good one.
That extra 9 was real beneficial.
Yeah.
On my opportunity attack, I got a 5 and I add plus 2.
Miss.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Gaylene is also going to take an attack of opportunity. So 18.
Hit.
5 plus 2 is 7.
7, all right. Jeez, Gaylene's laying down the pain.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Good job, Gaylene.
So Gaylene did her move, and she looks at Dr. Professor from across the mole, and she goes...
I gazed at you long ago from across the mole.
The giant mole.
And she goes, oh, yeah, thank you. And she tries to wink, but she only blinks really hard. Like a
but he won't
walk.
Know because you have to turn your entire head to look at him because you're a bird. All right.
Jesus Christ.
So because it hasn't even detected Kelton yet, it takes one swing at Gaylene, one swing at Obed, who is close enough.
Ooh.
That's some range.
So against Gaylene, he rolled a 7. And it's a natty 18 against Obed.
Obed, you're dead.
Not dead yet.
Sorry about you being died.
He might be dead.
11 damage.
I'm real close, guys.
Yeah. All right, I'm slowed, so I can't move far. Nesbitt, immediate instinct was to just turn tail and sprint the fuck out of here, but he's already been drawn into this by this ridiculous yawn attack. So Nesbitt will double move around the back to his flank adjacent to Kelton on the backside. Then he's going to throw his Shadow of Death onto the mole.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, move out of this, you fucker.
Because it has multiple attacks around, we'll do it at the start of its first turn.
Yeah,
it will. It'll suffer from bleed and shadow. It moves again, invoking not from Kelton because he's already made an opportunity attack, up to Obed. And Gaylene gets to take another opportunity attack because she gets several. She gets as many as she wants because she's
does Nesbitt get one?
Nesbitt does.
Yay.
And Nesbitt has the upper hand.
I rolled a, what do y'all call it, a nat 20.
Boom. So you just deal max damage.
14.
All right.
Jesus.
She's laying down pain. That's what happens when you go so early and this thing likes to move through threatened squares in your core citadel.
In your core citadel, yeah.
Now, before it acts, after Gaylene poked it, before Nesbitt takes his opportunity attack, you see that there's more body coming. There's another set of legs, but this looks like to be the end of its body. So it has 6 legs in total, except one on Gaylene's side is clearly missing, and it is a ragged, fresh hole where it used to be.
Gross.
Whoa.
Thanks, I hate it.
Yeah, and there's also like scratch marks in its side.
Aww.
And its back end's been chewed on a little
Snacks.
Bit.
Snacks.
It is sad. Literally killing me. And getting closer to killing me.
And here is...
You're just a fish out of water,
this is going
you?
To be it, actually. Yeah. Bye, Obed.
Yeah, this is where Obed dies. So...
Keith, you go first.
Yeah, no, I still got my... You might opportunity attack.
All right, Nesbitt.
I don't think you're going to kill it, but please.
No, I am confident I'm not, but I am going to throw a momentum in with that.
Okay.
That is a 22.
22 hits.
Oh, it's just a basic attack with sneak attack.
Yep.
Or ambush tactics.
That's right.
As it is now. That's 10.
10 damage. Nice. Free damage, basically.
Yeah.
You guys are hurting it. Okay. That it's taken... 45 damage. So, just as...
You're welcome.
And the round isn't even over.
It's done more.
Oh. It's done like 60, though.
But it gets to move... Did we skip my turn, or...?
No,
it just gets to move every turn.
Every all the way around. Okay.
Obed takes 8 damage.
Oh, what's the... to hit?
15 plus 6.
Oh, yeah.
21.
I have 2 health.
Okay.
Well, don't
it has another turn, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it does not.
Okay.
Oh, thank God.
Esmond just saw Obed get fucked up again. So he's just going to back up 3 squares and take a pot shot with Burning Lance.
So if you back up 3 squares, you're going to take...
an attack of opportunity?
Yes.
Hmm. Okay. I'll disengage one then.
Okay. 4 to hit?
4 to hit.
Miss. Goes over his head. Obed. Oh, by the way, you are grabbed. I forgot to lay into that part.
Fuck, you, man.
Yeah, you're grabbed by his mouth for 22.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. All right, so first, can I try and break the grapple?
Yes.
Okay, let me do that.
So this is your strength or your intelligence?
And it was a what?
22.
22. You can throw some momentum behind it.
Yeah, but the odds of me losing are really good. And I have 2 health.
Throw a lot of momentum behind it.
Do your best, Obi.
All right. I am going to spend 3 momentum.
Oh, my dude, go hard.
Because I am in a bad place. Plus the 2 is 19.
Okay, you get swallowed. So you're in his mouth, and he accidentally swallows you while you try to struggle.
Should have done 4.
It's still your turn.
I'm going to cast...
You could be like that guy in Guardians where he's fighting inside the monster while everyone's
and doing
fighting
nothing.
Outside. Yeah.
And then I'll just say I did it when I got out.
Yeah.
So I'm going to switch to Aspect of Hope as I'm being swallowed.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast burning ray on myself, do I still pick a direction I'm inside of?
Yeah, it can be. I mean, yeah, you should. Yeah, because every direction other than you is it.
Yeah. Right, but if
pick
I'm...
towards it, its bum.
It's not going to come out of its mouth.
Okay, okay,
yeah,
okay.
And like,
all right, so I'm going to cast burning ray.
Okay.
Oh, the ray doesn't pass through to us on the outside?
No.
Damn it.
It passes through enemies and allies alike when it hits
I crit.
Them.
Yeah, but you're still like outside of a thing. He's fully contained. You crit?
Yeah.
Okay, so you get max health and it takes max damage.
Right, which is 7 damage.
Okay.
And 9 health for me because Aspect of Hope is +2.
And we changed... Oh, I forgot to mention. We changed that you now get +1 to dodge and +1 to your armor for one round. Whenever you or an ally is healed by one of your effects. Right,
so that's Acolyte's reward.
If he's in the stomach, is he still adjacent?
Absolutely, but he can't help you with things like... Oh, no, the creature's adjacent if you're trying to make effects happen. You can't lay on hands through the mole.
But you said there was a hole in the mole.
The other side.
Yeah, on your side. But
and I'm not at that hole.
It's also not the hole you're looking for.
These are not the holes you're looking for.
Galen's going to climb in through its ass.
There you are.
Orby, is that you?
Oh, it's just a big turd.
All right. Well, that changed my plan. I'm going to use 2 momentum. Kelton's going to use 2 momentum.
All right.
And a warning strike.
All right.
Let me shake him. I know Josh likes him all.
Oh, yeah. Take all night.
Twenty-five
hits. Okay, so it has warning strike or till the end of your next turn. Can you remind me again what that does?
Yes. If a target attacks an ally or disengages, it provokes an opportunity attack from me.
Okay. Is that... I think that's limited to 1 per round
yes.
if you're not core Citadel, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is a new round. Kelton begins a new round.
Uh-huh.
So he can, so he
let
can
me
take one.
Get my damage here. 6 damage.
Okay. Take 6 damage.
Is that the end of your turn?
Yes.
It is now the mole's turn.
And he's poisoned.
And Shadow of Death.
Yeah, that's right.
2.
All right, 2 damage.
And the Shadow of Death is 2 plus 1, 3.
All right. Now, it is very surprised by what's happened, and both Galen and Nesbitt have hit it. Also, the effect of its last sonic blast ends. It turns to look at Galen and does the same thing. Opens its mouth and shouts below your hearing range.
Opportunity attack?
Yeah, yes. Kelton gets an opportunity attack against it, and so does Nesbitt. And it misses, by the way.
9.
9 damage. Okay, hang on.
I'm going to take my opportunity attack, and once again, as I did previously, throw a momentum on it.
Okay.
So Nesbitt is in full-on freak-out mode. Like, he is extremely terrified. Every action is outside of his own mind. He's just going crazy on everything.
Okay, so, and what did you roll?
17.
Hit.
Right. 10.
10 damage, shit, nice. So you need to know, I feel like you'd have a sense of this. So it was already injured, when obviously very injured
right.
when it
like,
confronted you. It is desperately just trying to go somewhere. You have definitely done way more than half of its remaining health already. So you should know this.
Let's get it go.
Well, I mean, it's already eaten one of your friends, so that's...
Well, it'll poop Obi out.
It'll be poop, though. Obi will be poop.
Yeah, well, I'm not just, like, in it.
Well, what's your health?
2.
Oh, no, I'm up to 11 now.
Oh, dang.
Because I crit my heal.
He's Aspect of Poop.
Fuck him up, Galen.
Fine.
You're so upset.
I'm in his mouth. I am being digested.
All right, Galen's gonna do Helmet Splitter.
Come on. She loves doing Helmet Splitter.
She tolerates doing it. She, like, has to do it because, like...
You just saw your boy Ward get swallowed.
Yeah, that's why she has to do it.
Doesn't she want to taste this mole?
Guess I gotta split
mouths. She's still waiting to taste the duck. She didn't get to taste any of this.
You only have 42 snacks left.
Did I throw snacks last time?
No, we threw the torch instead. Because of the valuable things that we had. One of our 3 torches was less valuable than one of our 44 snacks.
Galen is going to do Helmet Splitter. But since the mole ate Obi, her intern, she's going to use 3 momentum.
Got a new title.
Whoa. Yeah.
3 momentum. Okay. She just really doesn't like doing her own paperwork.
No. Okay. 18 plus 4 plus 6 plus 1.
Can't count it. Count it.
I just slip it by.
We're never going to let you do that.
All right. 18 plus 4 is 22.
22.
Don't do it.
28. 29.
29
plus 4 is
33. Yeah. That's a lot. So it misses.
Bitch.
It went past hit into missing.
She looks across the mall again at Kelton. So, I'm so sorry.
A little peek behind the GM screen, even though I don't use one. You just hit for 20 more than its dodge.
I actually figured that out from a previous roll.
That's why I don't feel bad about revealing it.
Yeah.
5 plus... Okay, maybe... 9 plus 8 is.
I love this. I know it takes so much time, but I love it.
I'm so sorry. 9? That's a 9, right?
Yes.
Okay, 9 plus 8 is 17 plus 5. 18, 19, 20, 20, 22.
Plus?
22 plus 2 is 24.
24 damage. Gaylene is a wrecking machine. God damn.
Yas. She got strength.
Well, she doesn't
I'm
have
gonna
a lot
get
of
you all. Yeah.
Okay, it's not.
She has a lot
she
of skill.
She has an extremely cute pike.
That it's looking, is.
It's looking rough, guys. Okay, it's gonna move forward.
Do I move too?
Oh yeah, you definitely do. And it's going to try to.
It moves forward, but you move backwards.
It's going to try to attack Esmond. So takes an opportunity attack from anybody. I don't know who has them left, but.
Gaylene.
Just Gaylene?
Just Gaylene.
Okay.
17.
Hit.
6.
Okay.
Gaylene's done like 60 fucking damage.
And she, yeah. Because it just, it's a dumb animal. It's not smart enough to be tactical about not taking attacks of opportunity. It's too big.
Well, this is the first time she's gotten to really flex her unlimited attacks.
That's
and
true.
And she's hit every one, so.
Yeah. And it's going to double attack. At Esmond. It's just going to swing out where it thinks Esmond might be. It's going to take a negative 2, and you were there last time. So 1 hits.
I have a question about Tail Whip.
Your Tail Whip?
Yes. Can it be used because he's striking at me? So I can I hit it so he doesn't land on it right?
I think Tail Whip, it just knocks somebody flat, right?
Yeah.
This target is too large to be knocked flat.
Okay, but can't do anything to it?
I don't think so.
All right.
Can't knock, like, the paw
flat? It does, or even the secondary thing, which is I just get to make a move.
You could do Tail Whip and then make a move. It's not going to knock him flat.
All right.
All right. So 4 plus 2, 6 damage.
That could have gone worse.
Especially if both hit. There's also a compounding factor.
Oh.
Since I got hit, I'm going to use Tail Whip. 12 versus dodge.
That is a miss.
All right.
I'm right at the back side of it. If I move my speed, do I invoke?
I don't think
I'm
so.
Because I'm adjacent to it, but, like, I'm just adjacent to its butt.
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm running around to the stump side, directly opposite Kelton, and I am going to use a helmet splitter of my own.
Okay. The new helmet splitter.
Yeah.
Let's see it.
Jump high up into the air and just throw my daggers down as deep into the stump as I can.
Okay.
Like, I'm looking to bury my forearms in this dude.
Okay.
So,
let's see it.
It's not the first time he said that.
Hello, Caligula.
Yeah. A momentum on each dagger.
Okay, you're opening up some risk here.
Yep. Boxcar is on the momentum dice, so that is 22 and a 21.
Both hit.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Boxcar is the highest the dice can go, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay.
With multiple dice.
Let's
or,
see.
Or Yahtzee.
Ooh.
Well, Yahtzee's all the same. All the same. Yeah.
I'm not a Yahtzee sympathizer.
You get a momentum.
Yeah.
That's a damn.
That was so
son
good.
Of a bitch. Fuck you.
God fucking damn it. All right. I also get to throw strength on both of the attacks. So this is plus 4.
This is 44.
On top of this really satisfying handful of dice. 21. 25.
25 damage. Jesus. It is on its last legs. That is disgusting. Wait, you have the upper hand as well.
Yeah.
Oh, and you rolled it. Okay.
Yeah, I rolled it. Yeah.
Okay. Gross. Okay, it's...
It's almost done.
This is fun, but I can't wait to see what's chasing it.
God.
It's the turn where it did the bite damage. What damage does Obed take?
Acid?
Yeah, I was thinking some type of...
Is he in the stomach?
Yeah, he's down by now, I think. So let's just do 2d4 acid flat. How about that? Because he doesn't get to add anything to his stomach acid. 6.
Oh, what's your armor?
1.
Okay.
Wait, is that going to happen at the beginning of Obed's turn?
No.
Or just at the bite?
Yeah, because it's turn where the bite happened.
All right. So would that be affected by the +1 armor I got from the heal that I had also?
Yes.
Sweet.
All right. So
it turns its body to turn at Nesbitt, and it's going to invoke from Galeen. It wants to bite Nesbitt because that hurt.
That's what I was going for.
8.
Miss.
Sorry, guys.
And it makes a bite at Nesbitt. 15.
God. 14. Hit.
All right. So you take 12 damage.
Ugh.
And you are grabbed for 13. So, by the way, swallowing is not one of its abilities.
No, that
that's just something that happened.
That's something that happened because...
I critically failed.
Yeah. All right. Esmond.
I'm going to use Flaming Pillar. Okay. And I would like an extra D6 to barf this one. I'm using 3 momentum on this one. So Esmond sees that Obed has been consumed, which is kind of freaking him out, and just got hit really hard. So he's
Nesbitt's in the mouth, too.
Charging up a big attack.
Okay.
15 natural, 25, 30.
Hit.
2d8. 14 damage.
14 damage. Flame pierces through its inside and hits the ceiling.
Tight.
And it falls down and dies.
Hooray!
Yay!
Obi!
And what does that look like from my angle?
Obi, are you in
you
there?
You feel it shudder, and it gets really hot in there.
And I go, oh, this is it!
I need someone with some cutting tools.
No, I got it. I'm already in the mood to cut this fucker.
To get it on its side to get access to his stomach, you're going to have to collectively, with at least 3 of you, succeed on a strength check of 10. Otherwise, he's going to take more damage.
23.
11.
14.
All right, that's 7. Enough. Yep. So you're able to roll this mole on its side enough.
My whole world tumbles.
And now its belly is exposed. So somebody make a medicine check to be able to get into its stomach.
Oh, so I can't just like fucking stab the dude? I have to make an incision?
Wait. Yeah, well, don't do you want to stab me. Obi?
Max, fuck. You don't have medicine.
Yeah,
no. You don't even have intelligence.
I rolled a 1.
Excellent. What is, does anyone have medicine?
All right, let me.
He gets it to its leg, and he's like, ah, handcuffs.
Bashing it.
Nesbitt, let me see one of your daggers.
Yeah, yeah. Here you go.
12.
That's enough.
We're
it's
getting
a
you, Obi.
Big stomach.
You hold still. Don't right. you move, Obi. So, stay right
I don't
there.
Think I can hear you.
I would like.
Fine, she's still
I would
talking.
Like to roll endurance to not throw up.
So it stinks, but its insides are fresh.
Uh-huh.
So its insides don't stink unless you're just grossed out in general by stomachs.
Yeah.
Okay. You're like, ugh, mammals.
19, I don't throw a...
Yay.
Every orgy I've ever been to, once you add the inside of a stomach, it gets grody.
You're able to roll it up on its side, and Nesbitt tosses Esmond his dagger, and Esmond immediately shoves the knife in, yanks it down like a cat on the curtains, and breaks open the stomach, and Obed comes spilling out along with pieces of other meals that it had eaten.
Is there any
like
treasure?
The
There's
Jaws.
A bunch of Nargabar.
Does anyone pull out a license plate?
Oh, it looks like he came up from the coastal waters.
Everybody gets 4 momentum because that was quick work.
Yay.
That was round 2.
That was round 2, yeah.
End of round 2.
Very, very deadly encounter that could have gone either way.
It's going to get worse. What was eating him?
So once defeated, you notice a couple things stuck in its matted fur. There's a dagger with a magic stone set in the hilt lodged in its side.
Dibs. We have 1 person who uses a dagger every time.
Well, but the stone is what's important to these things. So the magic system in our game, it can go into armor or your weapon. So would somebody give me a magic check
What dice is that? Just a 20?
D20, yeah.
1.
19.
21.
Okay. Esmond and Obed can recognize the two most magical people here.
Yeah. Yay! Well.
What? Can recognize that the stone is a wind stone. So the mechanics.
That's a wind stone, guys.
A wind stone adds a d4 of damage to a weapon that it's slotted into, or when slotted into armor, releases a concussive blast that will immobilize an enemy that hits it with an opportunity attack.
Ooh, we should give it to me because I'll put it on my armor.
Oh, I would put it on my weapon. Add it like a bead.
Gonna say hit with an opportunity attack versus striking every turn.
Ooh, put it on my axe then? Good call. Rock, paper, scissors for it.
Okay, so that's the first thing. Second thing is a pair of boots with half-chewed legs sticking out of them.
And it's fur?
Good. All right, and based on the mat,
I'll
allow you to let your magic checks ride on this stuff.
Okay.
What size are the boots?
They are medium-sized. So,
Obi, what size are you?
Everybody's medium-sized.
Obi, I got you some boots.
Oh, good.
You don't know what the boots do.
It doesn't matter. I wasn't wearing any before.
They increase your endurance by 1.
Obi, I got you some boots.
How would, what does that help as far as health and?
It helps a bunch of different things.
Okay.
So, for instance, if you take a potion, you can add your endurance to the potion roll. If it allows you to wear heavier armor than you normally would have.
Oh, that's right.
And anything that requires an endurance roll, obviously it adds 1 too.
Okay. I don't know if these are actually best for me.
Kelton wears armor.
Right.
Are your boots size medium or your feet?
It would allow you to wear a heavy shield.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best Kelton call.
Is definitely the best.
I will relinquish my claim on the magic stone.
You mean the dagger?
In exchange for the boots.
What else is on the mall?
That's it.
That's it.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ooh, so boots.
I start.
What about the fur? Is the mole magical? Is the fur of the mole magical?
No, but if you want to spend all your time braiding its hair and making something lovely to take home, maybe a new cute sweater.
A keychain for one of the kids.
The ones we kill?
You get a mole foot keychain for good luck, and you have to drag it with all 6 of you.
I could carry it.
You want to heal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so you start healing as everybody's kind of talking about what they're doing with the weapons and that kind of thing. And just as you land the last heal that brings the last person to full, that howl, that deep in the ground makes the ground shimmer and rattle. You hear it again.
No. Stuff the mole back in the hole.
So behind the curtain, you should know that it had 140 hit points.
Damn, all right.
Cool. If you want to get how much damage you did in 2 rounds.
And that was when its forepaws were cracked and bleeding and it was missing a leg.
Yes. So I've drawn a little map charting your progress through this cavern, this archaeological gold mine. But not literally a gold mine, because they're probably archaeological gold mines in a literal sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This treasure trove.
I mean, the ground is made of floor.
Very good.
The floor.
I think you should get a momentum for that.
Can birds fly? The ground is made of money.
Yes, it is made of money. Or at least a money adjacent.
Money-esque substance.
Yes. So you just defeated this mole. There's a hole leading into the cave that it burrowed. It looks smaller than the burrowed caves that you have been traveling through.
Oh, good.
Go into the hole.
No. All right. Like, out of character. Player moment. I'm about to make Savannah real mad.
Fuck. Put them all in the hole.
Put the ball in the hole is a good idea.
It's
but
great.
Also,
yeah.
Usually
like,
she calls it the cooch.
But yeah, so I was like listening to the previous episodes, and at every turn, Savannah was right. We really should have been like going back and checking the bodies of the way forward for any sweet loots.
Okay.
This was a... Keith, I want to tell you something out of character. I am normally always right, and normally no one listens to me.
It was a survival scenario. We had to be on the move. We didn't have time for
yeah,
murder.
That's true. There was an active risk approaching.
Yeah, it probably wasn't as bad as what we just fucking did.
So
I'm
gonna say we do not know that.
I mean, obviously,
put
that's true.
The mole back in the hole, and we leave and go back upstairs.
Why don't we go into the hole, pull the mole in after us?
No, that's terrible. You don't cork the bottle when you get inside the bottle.
Yeah, but there's another end of the bottle.
There
like
ain't.
When we drop down from the staircase, like, does anybody have a bow and arrow? Could somebody like throw a rope cutter up there and cut this rope?
How did the mole get into the hole if there's no hole on the other end? Was he born in the hole and lived
yes.
his whole life in the hole?
That's where moles live.
And you did that to him?
You merely adopted it.
And don't forget, we also have the mysterious Waldor.
The Waldorf Astoria?
I'm looking for my son.
I will give you $1 million American dollars.
Very well, $2 million. Stupid. All right. Let's
go. Is that one of the best movies ever made?
Yes.
Yeah.
Unequivocally.
What movie is that? Just...
Coming to America.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is...
The mole, you could guess, probably weighs 2,500 pounds.
Yeah,
if
no, I didn't think we actually had that. I don't think we're...
We rolled it and got Obi out.
You
we...
slightly shifted it to one side.
Yeah.
I don't
and
think
now
we
I'm here to help.
Yeah, and now we got Obi, and all of us
I mean, we could try... Let's... We are all on board. Let's
weigh
give
less.
It
we
a
gutted
try.
It.
Very true. But now there's guts hanging out of it.
None of that. Obed, are you still covered in all kinds of ichor?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you have any magic you can clean yourself off with or something?
No, but I can use my low-key talent so you guys don't notice it as much.
Plus one momentum.
Yeah.
Step three, you get something.
Yeah. Are we going in the hole?
No!
Okay, what are the benefits of not going into the hole?
We live, we go home,
most
we get
of the
out
other
of this
points
cave.
Of interest, like, there are already multiple points of interest outside of that hole.
We
like,
could go back to that weird little place where all the dead people was that yes. y'all didn't want to see.
Yeah, I'm definitely...
I'm down with retracing our steps now.
They said there were some way forward who had what looked like some magical devices, and there were also like there was a bunch of science in the room as we got real scared by the skittering.
We could have been
like
dead,
skittering.
Yeah,
scared,
we could have been hella dead.
Maybe
it took
y'all
on a whole
know.
Bunch of Clan Bryrick. But my point was that the mole's claws were already ripped up, and we saw the claws being ripped up by ripping through that metal that we can't get through. So that means the mole has previously ripped through one of those walls, maybe opening up a whole new world for us. If its claws were ripped, that means it went through another wall.
Which is
a
true.
A new fantastic point of view.
Ooh, yes.
But
I think the biggest mystery we've encountered at this point is the wall that it appears there is no way through, but somebody has clearly been through. There's also an area where there's a bunch of science and dead people with magic tools.
Maybe the magic tools will get us through the wall.
Exactly. Maybe. So,
if only someone had said that last time. Maybe if anybody had been. The mole never attacked us. We started
so,
that
I don't know. I felt pretty attacked.
I just came out here
I'm
to have a good time.
Honestly.
All right, boss. What do you want to do?
Shit, you guys. Obi.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Moist.
I mean, yeah, but in addition.
I kind of don't want to go in that tunnel. I think I'm done with. Yeah, I'd really like to go back a little.
I didn't want to, like, let you think that I care what you think about. I was just wondering because I look pretty fucked up. But anyway, I think that we should go back. There was a bunch of crazy shit happening at the time, but...
Now that things have calmed down.
Yeah, that was a good fight. I didn't take any damage, dude. That was good, right?
I am very thankful that our fish friend here didn't die, because I definitely would've.
Wait, Obi, were you there?
In spirit?
Because, like, we were all fighting. I didn't see you. I thought you, like, went to get drinks or something.
Let's roll out of here, go to that main tunnel, back towards where we were, see if we can find anything that's going to get us our bearings, see if we can... What do you think, gents?
I think we should go back to that four-way junction.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
Okay, so you start making your way. I assume you exit through the way you came into here.
Before we leave, can Kelton put a little stick in front of the hole?
And all the money?
No, just the dagger and the boots.
Oh, wait, yeah. Did we establish...
Who got what?
No.
I got boots.
Okay. You get the dagger.
I'm taking that
Kelton
dagger.
Kelton gets the boots.
That sounds good.
I like that.
Okay.
When you die, I get your dagger.
When you die, I get your snacks.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, as if there would be any left.
Yeah, I was going to say, as she's dying, she's shoveling them.
You get to the T-junction where, on your left, there is the wall, but somebody has passed through it somehow. And you start heading to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And to the right, you come across another opening that you know leads to another T-junction that was burrowed. And you keep going, and you wind up at the four-way junction where the dead members of the Way Forward and all the dead bugs are laying about.
Are they still dead?
No, they've all resurrected. They're throwing a party, and it's for you, Kayleen.
Yes.
It's somehow even stinkier than the orgy.
They're all dead.
Gents, let's look around.
Let's do some magic detecting. 22.
Okay. You find...
a +4 against Mole Monster.
So you find that one of them has a bracelet.
Ooh.
And increases your dex by 1.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's a
good
one.
Really good.
It's a bracelet of celerity.
I mean, I'll take it if nobody wants
it. I kind of want it.
Yeah, go ahead. I got these boots.
Really good.
I think everybody wants
them.
I think it'd be a +1 to hit.
And you also find a woven brooch that can be applied to your weapons or your armor, but it's applied to an armor. It gives +1 to armor, and on a weapon, it gives +1 to bypass armor.
Ooh.
I mean, who's wearing armor?
I have 4 armor.
I have light armor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have armor.
Yeah, you don't have armor. But I think you put
it on your body,
armor.
Yeah.
Yeah, bypass armor is the best.
Yeah.
I might sense my dagger is a D4, so like when I come up against somebody that has like 3 armor, my second dagger normally just glances off.
You also have sneak attack and whenever you crit, ignore armor. No
but
one
that's
else.
Only applied to one.
Yeah.
So... I mean, I'm not saying for sure. I'm just thinking that it might be advantageous to have.
What's
a...
it do when you give it to armor?
+1 armor.
+1 armor.
Just give it to Kelton. Make him tankier.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be just fucking invincible.
Mountain of steel.
Yeah.
Now, you can't use it yet. Well, you can, but it's on a piece of light armor.
Ah, so...
just chink it out. Fuck it.
Well, you can't do it right now. It'll take a while to reapply. And also, his armor doesn't have a socket to take it.
Okay.
In the meantime, could I just put it on as the light armor I'm wearing?
You could.
But that would put a minus on your casting, would it not?
Only on the damage. Well, here's the thing. I think the bonus probably doesn't take away from your spell damage.
That would be magical. It's magical anyway. Yeah.
Right. I think your base.
Okay.
Would.
Yeah. That's,
does that make sense?
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah. Okay. So let's say it doesn't take away, but only Nesbitt and Obed wear light armor. So it'd be either of you to wear it if you're going to wear it now.
I'll let you borrow it.
Well, since
Nesbitt gets in the shit more.
That's true.
You did get eaten. So who really gets into shit more?
Nesbitt's fallen down twice.
We have the same HP. Yeah, that's fine. All right. If you want to put it on you.
Okay.
Sorry. All right. I'll let you borrow it then.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
I'm carrying a lot. How many pockets do I have?
You're putting it on your arm. It's a bracelet.
Yeah, but like
you are weighed down.
It's a slap bracelet.
I love those. I am carrying 4 amulets, 42 snacks, a disguise kit, and a potion. Like, how big are my pockets?
Well, how big are the snacks?
I don't know. Are they like Nutri-Grain bars?
I was about to say, I think we established Nutri-Grain
bars. I think they're Quest bars.
Whoa.
They're much denser than...
I think they're those 10-pound chocolate bars that you can get at novelty stores.
They just got 42 of them.
That is not a snack.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's,
challenge.
That is not a snack. That's a great American challenge.
I ate one
we
of those
should have given some snacks to the mole, and maybe he would have left us alone.
And not eaten me instead.
Yeah.
You got out. You're fine.
It was precarious.
They're Luna bars.
Look, life is precarious. Aww. Don't
Since
take that
Since I
attitude.
Met you.
Because before you met us and you were just trapped by octopuses.
You're right.
You were fine.
At the time, being forced to act sounded really bad. I agree.
Look, you signed
I
up.
I thought that was the bottom.
Colby, we're melding memories.
You signed up for a life of adventure and we have provided nothing but.
No life, though, just adventure.
Yeah. As I said, we came really close to providing death of adventure.
What does the bracelet look like, Joshua?
The bracelet has a picture of... What does it provide you? Dexterity?
Yeah.
It's got a picture of a mosquito on it.
Does it say something underneath, like, buzz off?
So now that you've looted the corpses of fallen heroes, you know that if you were to head west... You would be back in the room with Clan Nargabar and whatever happened there.
Could we get their stuff off of their bodies?
You don't know what's that direction. If you had, you came from the north. So now if you head east, you don't know what leads
that
way.
We haven't been east at all.
If you head south, you get back to where you entered, but you know that it stretched south even further.
What's everybody feeling?
East?
Yeah. East. Things we haven't seen. Probably hold more answers than things we have.
What about Nargabar's stuff?
Can't
we steal their things?
Can't you, like, sneak?
Well, they have, like, fucking smoke and handprints and shit.
I say east.
Is east where the science is?
We're in the science currently.
Oh. Did we look around and see any cool science?
Yeah.
What did we see?
All the science.
We don't understand science, though.
Oh, we
don't know what's, you don't know what science is.
None of us? Who has a good intelligence?
Nobody has a skill in science.
And there's nothing particular about this science? Does it look like it's been used recently?
It looks like it's been bled on and blasted.
Gross.
Not what I do with science, but...
It's actually one of my favorite porn videos, bled on and blasted.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Google it.
I'm not going to use the Google for that.
Gents, let's head east.
All right.
Okay.
You begin to head east down a hallway that is pre-constructed, and you come across the entrance to another dome.
Another dome.
And there's light coming from within it.
Oh, no.
And then you see a blast of fire come and hit the doorway above your head, the archway. And you hear somebody say, "Come no further."
I mean, all right.
Yeah. Now, I am coming exactly this distance.
Somebody approaches you in the gloom, and the closer they get, you hear a voice call out, "Oh, it is so great to see you guys."
What?
Hi, Bolivo. Like, good to see you.
We didn't think we even came to the right place. We heard you were in trouble. I mean, I got worried. I gotta be honest with you.
Who's the we in that sentence?
Oh, well, who's that?
Bolivar?
Oh, yeah, you guys don't know this guy.
Who is your friend?
Oh, is it my name is Bolivo, Miss,
Okay.
Flexen, holy shit.
I'm with the investigative unit of the city and region of Nefar, so, I've previously come to investigate happenings here, and,
in this tunnel?
Well,
in this dome? Did you know about the mole?
No, I didn't know about
a mole. You know about
mole.
Those dead people?
Yes.
You know about the science?
What is this? What science? What's that mean?
Did you know about it?
I guess the answer is no. Mm. But tell me what? Why don't you tell me what you know about this science?
I ain't no doctor professor about this kind of stuff, you know.
Well,
and I don't talk to the government.
She's also Dale Gribble.
Pocket sand.
Jesus.
Fuck you, Doug. Right.
Bulba, you gotta tell me, what have you been up to since last we spoke? Obviously, you're here. Seems like you're here before us. I mean, I don't know where you've been.
You know, that's a long story, but I'm happy to tell it. Here, come in, guys. Come in. I'm so glad to see you. We didn't know how we were going to get out. Come on in.
Again, who's we? I don't understand the we bit.
Are you following?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so as you follow and the dome begins to light up with the light provided by Esmond, you see 7 members of the Way Forward kind of licking their wounds, splayed out about the room. They look in better shape, obviously, than the ones who are dead, and a little bit better off than Clan Nargabar was.
Don't let him see the stuff we stole.
It's so great to see you. I came across a campsite that had been completely devastated. And, I mean, I came across a stroke of luck. You know, I'm a detective, sure. But, you know, I put two and two together. You know, I figure it's Forsha based on what I've seen. And I make the distance to the Way Forward campsite and ask around very quickly, find out that they don't know these people are dead. They've got a couple of tools to help them find out what's going on, which I figured was true since those 3 members of the Way Forward showed up without being asked, and they mentioned something about a device that would let them know when something magical had been discovered. I asked them what other devices they had, and I let them know what was going on with all the missing kids, and they decided they'd help me. Obviously, I'm not an archaeologist. They got no beef against me, so they decided to help me. So immediately I start snooping around. I get to Calavon's tent. I understand you had met this person.
Yeah, we know that guy.
Well, I find in his tent, of all places, another device that he hadn't told them about. And it was looking to watch over a certain cave. So,
Was there like a stick
in that cave? It's funny that you mentioned that, because there was, in fact, a stick in that cave. It was actually what triggered the mechanism for this beacon to activate.
You're welcome.
They lead me to the cave. They perform a couple rituals, divining that kind of... I don't understand magic. I don't want to...
Yeah, me neither. I have no fucking idea.
I won't put on airs. But they tell me Calavon would always disappear to a certain place. So we go looking for it. And through the combined effort of my associates here and some that I assume you've seen, we find...
The dead ones?
Yes, the recently deceased. Hey, maybe cool it with that around the squares. So
they know their friends are dead. It's cool.
And you see them look at you with kind of murder in their eyes. I assure you, my friend, it is definitely not cool.
That's just the usual look people give Kelton. So
yeah, he has no idea that's a unique thing.
We find a hole in the earth.
Ooh.
A hole different from the one that you've been digging. One that looks like it's been cultivated for quite some time. And there's a rudimentary set of stairs leading down into the hole. So, we go down, looking for you, looking for Calavon, and this is what we find.
Fascinating.
Wait, so is Calavon the evil guy from the notes? Did he hire Howard and Howard?
Did Calavon fucking hire the Howards?
I think Calavon hired the Howards.
That would make sense, because, like, they were in the cave, and then we killed them and ate them in that cave.
There were a couple of bodies in the cave. I didn't want to bring it up. I didn't want to imply. I mean, we got more living fish to fry.
You didn't, like, look around the cave or anything.
So, yeah, yep.
I don't want to hear it.
You've been in the detective business for a while, I can gather.
But, well, I don't want to brag.
But this probably ain't the first time you heard of the Howards, is it?
You know, I'm not positive that is their real name.
Fascinating.
And I prefer not to comment on ongoing investigations, if you get my drift, until I have more information.
I mean, I don't. We're in a hole fighting for our lives, so I don't really understand, but fine.
This ain't my first time. This ain't my first rodeo, you know.
What's a rodeo?
I don't know. I think that's a holdover from a million years ago.
We just killed a giant mole.
Is that a rodeo?
Yeah, is that...
If I had to guess, I would say yes.
All right, so one rodeo. Got it.
Guys, we just did a rodeo.
So this isn't our first rodeo either.
You know, the more I think about it, I don't know why I use that term, but now it sounds really cool.
I'm also kind of into it. Now that I'm on my second rodeo, I feel very important.
How many rodeos is it normal for a person to get in their life, you think?
Six? I'm thinking like six.
Six sounds like a good number.
Yeah, that's like a solid number.
Hey, listen, we got some people who are hurt back here. You guys got anybody who could deal with injuries?
No.
That's not really their forte.
Nah, nobody here.
Obi.
Go play. Actual go, reaction.
Go play nice with the mages, please.
Is that what I'm doing? Is that the consensus of the group? Because three people just faked that we don't have a healer. And then called me. So my actual reaction is,
I think I've well established myself as the moral center of this party, somehow. Go play nice with the Way Forward, man. I think they just got ripped off just like we did.
You're good to do that, Obi.
I'm going to go and I'm going to do that.
Says, oh, I really appreciate it. You know, we tried to ask Clan Nargabar for help because that's near where this this hole led down from.
Oh, yeah. You had some interaction with them between a now and a previous then?
You know, I hadn't met them before, and I would not rate the interaction very highly.
All right. We put pretty low reviews on most of our Nargabar encounters as well.
I don't know. That tornado was pretty cool.
Wasn't a fan, honestly.
Is that a rodeo, too?
That was a rodeo. This is my third rodeo. And the octopus is fourth rodeo.
It's like maybe we should...
octopus is not a rodeo.
Octopus is not a rodeo.
Not a rodeo? Fine, not third. Rodeo.
How many rodeos do you think we have to do before we get out of here?
Like, do you have any thoughts on that, actually? Unless you came straight here. You've probably done a little wandering around as well. You saw a wall a little to the north of here?
No, we haven't done much wandering at all. It took us forever to get down here from this exit. If you look over here, any points to the north of this room, you see a like a tunnel,
like an actual like part of the thing, not a
exactly like an actually handmade tunnel. It leads to the north, and he says, "No, this is a very tall room we came from. We walked all the way down, and above that there was a hole in the ground, and we traveled down there on some steps that were made presumably by Calavon or maybe somebody from Clan Nargabar, and." As soon as we exited, we encountered monstrous underground bugs. I don't know how else to put it. You know, and they tore us apart. We did what damage we could, and we retreated here. We've been patching ourselves up ever since.
Who is Calavon?
Calavon is a Krex.
Crow guy?
Yeah, he's a raven.
Raven. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Should have killed him when we had the chance.
Mm-hmm. Just murdered somebody you
in
didn't
a
know.
Conversation.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be doing what you're doing. Oh,
just fucking stick him in the gut.
You'll never do anything again. Haha.
Pretty sure we advocated for that at the time.
Oh, I'm sure we did.
Yeah, we fucking hated that guy from word one.
You can't trust the cracks.
Clearly.
Whatever. I'm like the only reason that everyone's still alive.
There's at least a couple reasons why other people
are still alive. Yeah. Each of my turns.
Okay. How's Obi doing on the healing over there?
It doesn't take you long to get everybody up.
Out of character, establishing our bearings, like, where are we? What are we thinking about the current situation?
I thought the plan was get everything from the bodies and go back to the mole hole.
Yeah, no, but none of those were...
Definitely not thinking of going back to the mole hole. Like, we were trying to figure out a way through
the
wall at the end of the tunnel. We were hoping that we were going to get something out of the crossroads. Then we came this way when that came up short.
We may now have to see if the mole hole goes north.
Or do we check on Nargabar?
So if we count the molehole on the map here, all right, you are here.
Right? Oh, so from the room where we fought the kids, there was a south entrance?
Going to where Clan Nargabar was.
Oh, see, I thought that south entrance was the same tunnel that the mole came out of.
No.
Got it.
You got, as far as I can see it, four ways to go. You can go through the molehole. You can go back to the room with Nargabar, and you know that there was a burrowed tunnel leading south.
That hooked around
to yes,
about
that you know,
where we
you,
came from.
Right, or you go to the four-way junction and head south past where you entered and keep heading south. Or you can go north, but you know where that leads based on what Bolivo has told you. It leads out.
All right, Nesbitt, what's the plan?
Give me a minute. So what did Bolivo describe as being to the north of us?
To the north of you is a large cylindrical room with scaffolding that leads up to a place where a hole has been burrowed in the top of it that they climbed in through.
Oh, so that's where they came down. They didn't come down the same way we did.
It's near an area that is held by Clan Nargabar.
Who is hunting us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not go north.
Yeah. Our main point of interest is in the direction we first started going, but the least information we have is in the opposite direction of where we first started going.
So south?
South.
Well, south, from what we can tell, goes down the quarter pipe, that or half pipe we were in, right?
Yeah.
It was too dark to see anything. Right.
We don't know, like, what was bad, but...
But Nargabar said that there was a tunnel that they took from the south that hooked around and came back into where they were.
Right.
Yes.
If we went into the Nargabar room, but we can just be on the track.
And just continue straight south and see if there's anything down there.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Any of you feeling hardy? Want to come along on exploration?
Yeah.
Not you. God damn it, Kelton.
Well, you know, I think it would be good for us to stick together. I think that would be good. Maybe you guys seem to be weathering this a little better than us. So maybe you lead the way. We'll guard your rear because Lord knows we don't know what direction this shit's going to come from.
Interesting take.
Or they could just guard the exit. That isn't even a bad idea.
Yeah.
I like this as an exit more than the...
Me too.
A broken staircase exit.
Agreed. Yeah. If that's what y'all feel is in everyone's best interest, you can hang out right here. Keep an ear out for us.
You sure you're going to be okay?
Yes. We're great. Thank you.
Okay, we'll do our best. Maybe we should have like a code word. Like, because you come in here, we're going to be on edge, you know. So, what do you...
Skidamarinky-do!
That's a long one.
Fuck you!
I like that one.
Yeah, I know you do.
What about, hey, Bolovo, it's us.
Actually, that one... that actually might work the best. You say my name, only you know me. I feel like, yeah, that works.
That's why you're our scholar.
And comes across as highly intelligent.
How am I not the scholar? My profession is literally scholar.
Well, you look like you're covered in guts.
Your profession isn't professor now, is it?
Doctor professor.
Yeah, once you're out of college, we'll stop being a little more impressed with whatever title you come up with
for
yourself.
You can be Doctor Professor Orby. How's that sound? That sound good? You feel
I'm
a little
so
better?
I'm so much older than all of you.
You feel a little bit better, Orby? Do you want a snack?
Yes.
I love that we wanted to put Grimdark in, but we just put, like, educational inflation. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't take you seriously if you're not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor. People take me perfectly serious.
Galen,
you're also giant and on fire.
Now has 41 snacks.
Okay. Galen has 41 snacks. You guys have agreed on a code word. You've sufficiently admonished Obed.
It's been a rough day.
It's only going to get rougher, kid.
Now that the way forward is healed up to full, they are all very...
Open fire.
They're all very grateful, and they take a position, try to get to advantageous parts of the room, and they nod at you, like, we're ready.
You gents, have a good day.
You're so charming.
Bolovo just kind of holds up his hands, like, hey, what are you going to do?
I hated him for a second, but now he's come back around.
I literally almost murdered him as he was standing at the edge of a hole when we first met him.
All right, gents. Let's go back the way we came in and then keep going.
Sounds good.
Okay. So you exit the room. You head back to the junction. It's still awful. And you head south. And after several 100 yards of walking, you come across the broken staircase, the rope, all of that. It looks pretty much like you left it, which is precarious. And
I find the torch?
You do not find the torch.
It got eaten by bugs.
And you head south. You come across a section of the tunnel that is torn away.
Oh, no.
There is a deep ravine. I say deep. It's probably like 15 feet.
Okay.
You know, you could cross it. You just have to climb down and climb up to the other side. And on the other side, you see an entrance to another part of the tunnel. But it's been ripped through cleanly.
Which direction has it been ripped through?
West to east.
Want to give it a climb?
Yep.
Okay, so you climb down, and you see that it leads in either direction for quite a ways. But it's too dark to see very far.
I was like, I want to get out of this ravine right now.
Yeah, no, I didn't know if that you were wondering about that, but no, we're not hanging around down there and looking left, right. We're just keeping passing by.
Okay. You climb up, and you find yourself in the second part of the tunnel here. And things are a little worse for wear, literally, in this part of the tunnel. You see that there's been signs of a struggle as you walk further with your light. Gouges have been torn out of the floor, the walls, everywhere.
Does it seem like binary transition, like it was clean on the part of the tunnel that we came from, and then as soon as we cross the ravine, now it's just like there was no damage before, now it's damage?
Not perfectly binary. It's as you progress, it gets worse.
Okay.
Is the ground still made of floor?
Yes. There's still plenty of floor on the ground.
Good. Thank you.
But the roof on the ceiling, though? Whew.
Bad shape. Bad shape.
How mad about you is this side of the tunnel?
Yeah.
It is just as tilted as the rest.
Oh,
four
shit.
Degrees. So a sound starts to echo. You hear a kind of banging noise, like bang, 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 way off in the distance.
Ahead of us or behind us?
Ahead of you.
All right.
All of you give me an endurance check. Difficulty 10.
Woohoo! Nat 20. Okay. Wasted on a fucking skill check.
13.
22.
Natural one. I'm the one natural one.
So Nesbitt and Obed freeze in place and drop to their knees with their hands over their head. All of you feel this, but Obed and Nesbitt are more affected by it as what feels like a scream is ripping through your minds, like something in absolute anguish. Just kind of propagates out and doesn't cause any sound, but you feel like you're feeling it with your whole body.
They can't move?
It takes them a bit, but they get up. But they were more effective than everybody else.
Holy shit! What the... All right, everybody else feel that?
I would like to make a magic roll to know if that is magical in origin.
Go ahead.
15.
15. It is magical in origin, but not a spell.
Weird. That's body magic then. Gross. All right.
As you continue... There's no blood where the gouges are, but they're pretty deep, and it seems like something has happened here, but it probably happened a long time ago. But again, the banging. Just a very rhythmic, slow banging. And suddenly you come across, in one of the divots of the gouges, a blue sphere of the same glass, similar to the one that you came across when you first entered.
Uh-huh.
It's not housed in anything, but around you can see a tiny nook with a hemispherical... depression.
Take a look at this shit here. Looks like another glowing piece of the radical rock.
The Agra Crag.
Yes.
Anybody want to grab that?
Yeah. I mean, what do you want me to do with it?
You're a clever boy. You can come up with something.
You could put it in your trunk.
Oh, my trunk's not here, but later, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Captain just picks it up.
Okay.
Doesn't put it anywhere. He's just holding it in his hands.
Like it's his brain.
And as you look at it, it's kind of chipped. It probably got knocked out of its place and chipped as it fell. And it's easy to see that it probably just...
rolled at approximately 4 degrees downhill.
Until it hit a divot and stopped.
It looks like it rolled out of that thing there.
Yeah. Kind of does look like that, doesn't it, Kelton?
You want to put back in it?
I don't know. Like, is it going to shoot laser kids at us?
I don't have any answers for you.
Okay. And he pops it back in.
Okay.
If it does, we're a lot closer to it, so we don't have to run through weird tentacle shadow illusions.
You pop it back into the bowl that it came out of. When placed in the opening, it begins to glow, that pale blue light that you first saw when you entered here. From its base, lines of rainbow light begin to trace out along the walls from where it's seated in geometric patterns, and they climb the ceiling and then vanish, and the blue light disappears with it. And after a moment, in total darkness, other than Esmond's flaming tail...
It's my gay bar, by the way.
Plus one momentum. That's a good one.
Yay! I'm totally leveling up now.
The ceiling flicks to life, and light glows in a pale white down the length of the entire column, all the way past where you even entered.
Yay!
And ahead of you.
Whoa. Did it reveal anything terrifying?
At the far end of the hallway, you see a small archway... and you still hear the banging, and then the scream cuts through you again.
Fucking shit!
Do we have to reroll?
What?
Nope.
All right. Is this?
I don't know. It's not so bad.
Yeah, it kind of sucks, but like whatever. Yeah.
I'm really uncomfortable. Yeah, not a fan of this shit. God.
Want to go see what's at the end of this tunnel?
If it's the source of this, then I definitely want it dead. Yeah.
Obed, do you need a hug?
No, I have a snack.
So you head south, and you see the archway. And I'm assuming you kind of want to peek in?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that our style?
Yeah, it's going to be now.
Yeah.
So inside, as you kind of do the Scooby-Doo thing where there's the five of your head.
One head peeks out from the bottom, then ding, 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 ding.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is a large room, dome-shaped, as you can tell is the style. So along the western wall, there is a large, amorphous creature. A dark green fungus covers most of it, from which several tendrils of whip-like feelers thrash at the room around it. And beneath that, its main body moves much more deliberately than the tendrils. And through the dark mold on its body, you can see that it is primarily made of the same material as the floor.
Whoa.
With segmented plates.
It's a money monster.
One of its eight primary limbs, larger than the tendrils, is embedded in the nearby wall, holding onto, in like a crude fist, what looks like a writhing piece of leathery flesh. And as the flesh struggles to get free, you can feel echoes of the scream that you encountered in the hall with every thrash it makes.
I don't know any piece of this. None of this makes sense.
Is the monster thrashing or the fungus?
The fungus is whipping around like tendrils.
Is it like that?
The large creature.
Zombie fungus?
The large creature has a hand in the wall that's trying to hold on to another creature that is causing this agonized scream. With this huge piece of flesh that it's holding onto.
Since it's a fungus and Galen is a survivalist and likes to forage, would she know what that fungus is?
No. So it is going to see if it can detect you. It definitely does. Rolled a natty 18 and it has a high intelligence.
So does the fungus detect us or the creature?
The creature beneath the fungus detects you. And you know this because immediately where a head might be, part of the fungus rips free as a circular panel rises out of it. And there is a red ring around the circular panel. And a light traces the perimeter of the red ring until it points at you.
Oh no!
Cool.
It stops moving. And then you hear banging sounds behind you. Bam, 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 bam!
Oh, fuck.
And as you turn to look, you see barriers of dark tinted, what looks like glass, slam into place, blocking you off from your exit. Part of its body reorients to face you, and a piece of the fungus covering what looks like a chest begins to smoke and glow as an emitter roasts it facing your direction.
Shit.
To be continued.
Bum, bum, bum.
And I was so worried about the mole.
Yeah.
I'm now way more creeped out and grossed out and scared.
All right, guys, thank you all for listening. We had a great time on this one. If you like the show, if you like the game, if you're interested at all, you can find us on patreon.com/rpgfs. We love hearing from our listeners. Oftentimes, we'll read a comment, talk about it, and credit our listener in the episode where it comes up.
You can find us on facebook.com/rpgfs.
We are also on Instagram at RPG from scratch. One word.
And you can find us on Twitter at Homebrew Hombres.
Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate every single one of you. And until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.